From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenya's opposition told supporters to stay away from the polls on Thursday after the Electoral Commission said the presidential rerun election would proceed as planned, and the Supreme Court said it was unable to hear a petition to postpone the election. The rerun has inflamed political tensions in the country, and nowhere has that been more evident than in the opposition stronghold of Kisumu. For VOA correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Speaking to reporters in Nairobi, the head of the Electoral Commission, Wafula Chebukati, said in the event of violence or logistical problems, they might suspend voting in some areas.
In cases where there will be problems of voting or delivery of materials or there are no materials, the law is very clear. The polling officer will have a right to inform us and polling can be suspended to another day, or the returning officer can still postpone the election in that area.
Shops were closed in Kisumu Wednesday and the city was for the most part quiet. However, many residents continue to display branches and leaves attached to the fronts of their cars and motorcycles. The gesture is a show of solidarity with protesters and an indicator of the deep-seated tension still simmering beneath the surface. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Kenya.
Two Somali civilians, an African Union soldier from Uganda, and four Al-Shabaab militants have been killed in an ambush early Wednesday on the outskirts of Mogadishu. Gunfire followed the explosion of an improvised explosive device that targeted an AU military vehicle, according to witnesses and officials. This is VOA News. The World Food Program warns of a humanitarian catastrophe in the Kasai region of the Democratic Republic of Congo unless urgent assistance arrives as widespread severe hunger grips the conflict-ridden province. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Food Program has declared the Kasai region a level 3 emergency, which signifies a large-scale humanitarian crisis. The agency accordingly is ramping up its emergency response in hopes of averting a disastrous outcome. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says in the worst-off communities, 9 out of 10 people are hungry.
Our number one concern, as in many places, are of course the condition of young children, of pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, because the conflict is really exacerbating the malnutrition rates in Greater Kasai.
Lucia says WFP plans to reach nearly 500,000 people with food aid by the end of December and accelerate the surge early next year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An undocumented 17-year-old had an abortion Wednesday morning, ending a weeks-long legal battle that had been escalated to a U.S. federal appeals court. The girl was not named. Brigitte Amiri, the lawyer for the girl, said Jane finally got the care after the U.S. government held her hostage for a month. The girl had been detained in a refugee shelter in Brownsville, Texas, since September 11th, when she was apprehended trying to cross the U.S. border illegally from Mexico. President Trump on Wednesday mocked two Republican senators who had sharply criticized his performance as president. He said the very simple reason they're retiring is that they had zero chance of being reelected. Trump spoke about Senators Jeff Flake of Arizona and Bob Corker of Tennessee on Twitter. Later, as he left the White House for a political visit to Dallas, Trump told reporters there's great unity in the Republican Party. Presidential campaign of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee reportedly funded research last year that was included in a dossier that made salacious claims about then-Republican candidate Trump's links to Russian government operatives. The U.S. news media, led by the Washington Post, report that a Washington lawyer who represented Clinton's campaign hired a group to conduct research at a time that Clinton and Trump were locked in a tight contest for the presidency. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.